We're now going to learn Megillah Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. We left off in Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the bottom. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said, "Beis HaKnesses Shacharav. If a Beis HaKnesses is destroyed, Ein Maspidin Besocho. We're not allowed to say a Hespid for regular people inside of it. Ve'Ein Mafshilin Besocho Chavalim. Person's not allowed to twist ropes in such a Beis HaKnesses that was destroyed. Ve'Ein Porsin Lesocho Metsudos. You're not allowed to spread traps of nets to trap animals in it. Ve'Ein Shotchan Algago peros, we're not allowed to put fruits on its roof to dry. Venos noso kapendari, we're not allowed to use it as a shortcut, meaning all these things you're not allowed to do in a regular shul. Even after the shul is destroyed, you're still not allowed to do these things. Shenemar vashimosi as mikdash shechem, it says I should make your mikdash destroyed or desolate. Kedushas an afkshein shomim, so you see it's still called a mikdash even when it's shomim, even when it's desolate, even when it's destroyed. Aluba asavim, once grass grows in the area where there used to be a shul, lo yitzlosh, you're not supposed to pull out that grass mipnagmas nefesh, because you want people to be sad when they see it. You want to promote that sense of, oh my gosh, look what happened to this shul, and hopefully that will inspire people to want to do something about that. So main point number five on Chav Ches Amud Aleph, when a Beis HaKnesses is destroyed, you're still not allowed to do Hespid, Melacha, Metsuda, there's a trap, Shtuchas Peros, spreading fruits on the roof, and shortcuts. All of those things are still asur. Tan Rabbana, and we have a brisa, batik nisiyosei nogin ben kalos rosh, person is not supposed to act in a lightheaded manner in a shul. Ein ochlin ben, you're not allowed to eat in a shul, vein shosin ben, you're not allowed to drink in a shul, vein eosin behem, you're not allowed to make yourself look nice in a shul, you shouldn't be looking in the mirror putting on your makeup in a shul, vein metailin behem, you're not allowed to walk around, stam, just strolling around from place to place in a shul, just like you wouldn't do in someone else's house. You wouldn't just wander around and go upstairs and around. You go where you're invited to go. So in shul, you go to your place and you stay there. You don't just keep wandering around. A lot of people don't realize this halacha. And you're not allowed to go into a shul to escape heat on a hot day, nor to get out of the rain on a rainy day. You're not allowed to give a hespid for an individual in a shul either. It's impossible to give such a hespid. But you're allowed to learn Tanakh in a shul, you should learn Mishnayis in a shul, you can give a hesped for the public, for a large group of people in the shul, if a Talmud Chacham dies and you need everyone together to hear the hesped, so you're allowed to do that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when is that true? Be Yishuvan, that's when the shul is being used, when they're still being used as a shul, Avul B'chubanon, but once it's destroyed, Manich Nasan Valen Ben Asavim V'lo Yitlosh, you can leave them alone, and grass is allowed to grow in the shul, and you don't uproot the grass from the Agamas Nefesh, and you let the Agamas Nefesh, you let people become saddened by it, and hopefully they'll rebuild the shul one day. Wait a second, something's missing from this conversation. Out of nowhere, all of a sudden, the Gemara starts mentioning grass. The first time it didn't say anything about grass. So says Mar Chasuri Mechzer Vachli Katani, you're right, something is missing from this Braisa. This is what we need to add. Umechabdin Osam, we sweep out the shul, Umar Bitzin Osan, and we let the dust settle in the shul by sprinkling liquid down on the floor, because it used to be dirt floors, so you need to sprinkle some water down on it so that the dirt doesn't come up every time someone stamps their feet. Kadesh lo yalben asavim, and we do that so that grass doesn't grow in them. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when is that true that we have to be careful not to grow grass in a shul? That's be yeshuvan, that's when the shul is still being used. Aval b'chorbanan, but once the shul is destroyed, manich masalna, then we allow it to grow grass. And olibem asavim, and if it grows grass, lo yitzlosh, don't uproot the grass, let the grass stay there, mipnagmas nefesh, so that people will be saddened by it. And again, hopefully they'll do something about it. Hopefully that will inspire them to want to rebuild the shul in some way. That's an important concept. The shuls in Bavel are built on a condition that you are allowed to use them for whatever you want. That we can use them, not whatever you want, you're not allowed to do things that are bizayim, but that we can use them for things that normally we would not be allowed to use a shul for. V'afal pikeid, still, ein nogin men kalos rosh, you're still not allowed to be lightheaded and do frivolous things in the shul. Umayni, what does it mean Kalas Rosh Cheshbonos. It means making different types of calculations, like doing business type of calculations in shul. That's not the right thing for a shul. Amar Vasi, Beis HaKnes, Shemachashim Bo Cheshbonos, a shul where you do Cheshbonos, Malinin Bo Asameis. One day, it's going to hold dead bodies overnight, meaning if you treat the shul with disrespect, so then that shul is going to be used for things that you don't want it to have to be used for. So Malinin Salkadaitach, really? Dead bodies are going to be left overnight? That's awful. Lo Sagi Delavachi, does that have to happen? El Sof Shilin Bo Meis Mitzvah. It means that ultimately a mace mitzvah, another important concept, the mace mitzvah, there where there's no one to bury, is going to end up having to stay in that shul overnight. The people who don't have anyone to bury them are going to die in that town, and that's going to mean that the shul is going to be responsible for taking care of the dead body. So that's a tragedy, and that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen into the shul. But it's not that it's like a chiyuv to keep dead bodies in the shul. It's a curse that ultimately there's going to have to be dead bodies in that shul. Main point number one. That the shuls in Bavel are built with the condition that you should be allowed to do other things in them. But you're not allowed to make yourself look beautiful inside of a shul. But the chachamim and their talmidim are allowed to. What does it mean? Why is it that we call it beis medrash or beis rabbanon? Beis of the rabbanon, because it's pretty much the house of the rabbanon. It's where the rabbanon call home, and therefore they're allowed to do the kinds of things that you would do at home. And the Mishnah said you're not allowed to go into shul to protect yourself from the sun. Or to protect yourself from the rain. Ki had Ravina Ravada Bar Masna v'kaimi v'shali shiltim Rava. One time, Ravina Ravada Bar Masna were standing and asking a question of Rava. Asa zilcha d'mitra, and all of a sudden a major downpour of rain came. Ailu the beknishta, so they went into the shul. Amri haid ailu the beknishta, lav mishum mitra. They said, we're not going into the shul because of the rain. El mishum d'shmeita b'yitzlusa ki yom de'istina. Rather, it's because in order to learn, we need to have a clear mind, like the northern wind, which is as clear as a could possibly be. So we need that clarity. That's why we're going into the shul. So says Mar Amalei Ravacha Bredi Rav LeRavashi. Ravacha Bredi Rav says Ravashi. I Isrich Leili Inish LeMikri Gavrami BeKenishta. If a person needs to call someone out of a shul, my, what are you supposed to do? So Amalei Itzo Merabanan Hu. If you're a Talmud Chacham, Lema Hilchasa. So go into the shul and say a halacha. Learn a halacha. Why would you, don't go into the shul for nothing? You know, let's just walk through a shul. Go in, sit down for a minute, and learn a halacha. Vitan Hu. And if you know how to learn Mishnah. You don't know how to learn halacha, but you know how to learn mishnayis. Lema masnisa. So say over a mishnah. V'karuhu. If you don't know how to learn mishnayis, but you know how to learn tanach, lema psuka. At least say a pasuk. V'lo. And if you can't even do that, lema le'liyanuka. Then just stop any kid and say emeli psukich. Tell me, what are you learning today? Inami nishim purta v'nekum. Or you should wait there a little while in the shul before he gets up to leave. So it doesn't look like you're just running in and out of the shul. That's inappropriate. To go in and out of a shul. Main point number two, we don't go into a shul to protect us from the sun or the rain, but we do go to gain clarity, to have clarity of mind in our learning. Main point number three, you have to learn a little something, or at least sit for a little bit, stay for a little bit, when you enter a beis knesses or a beis medrash. We said that in the shul you're allowed to give a hesped of the rabbim. What does that mean? Machvi Rav Chista, Rav Chista indicated that kigon hespedu dekai be Rav Sheshes. Like an example, the hesped which would be where Rav Sheshes would be there. Machvi Rav Sheshes would say kigon hespedu dekai be Rav Chista. He says, no, a real hesped of rabbim is where Rav Chista would be there, meaning they're each trying to complement each other. That if you want to know what an important hesped is, it's the one that guy would be at, and each one is pointing at each other. Raphram Aspidal the Chalase Beknishta. Raphram gave a hesped for his daughter-in-law in the shul. Amar Mishum Yikar Didiu Demisa. He said because it's for my own kavod and for the kavod of her, of my daughter-in-law. Asu Kuli Alman. Everyone because of his kavod and her kavod, they were both such respectable people. That's why everyone's going to come. So it had to be in the shul. The shul is the only public place to gather. They didn't have funeral homes. So when you needed a big hesped, the shul was the only place to do it. Rabbi Zera Sate Lume Rabban Beknisht. Rabbi Zera once gave a hesped for a Talmud Chacham. A hesped means a eulogy. A hesped for a Talmud Chacham in the shul. Amar imishum yukara didi, imishum yukara didi de misa asu kli alma. Either because they're going to come for my honor, because I'm the one giving the hesped, or they're going to come for the honor of the dead Talmud Chacham. But the bottom line is, they're going to come. So since a lot of people are going to come, so we're allowed to give a hesped in the shul. And that's main point number four, that we're allowed to give a hesped shel rabim in the shul to accommodate large crowds. So the Gemara tells us about one such hesped for a Talmud Chacham. Reish Lakish sate lehutzar merban. Reish Lakish gave a hesped for a Talmud Chacham, Dishkiach ba'arad Yisrael, who used to be around a lot in Eretz Yisrael, Davitani hilchasa b'chavtal chursa. He taught halachas to 24 rows of Talmidim. He had a very, very large shir, not just 24 Talmidim, but 24 rows of Talmidim, the kind of shir they would put in the basement of DRS. Amar vaychasra arad Yisrael gavar rabba, and Reish Lakish said, "Oi, the Eretz Yisrael has lost such a great man." So the Gemara says, take a look at how Reish Lakish speaks, and take a look at the contrast between that and the following. There was a guy, a Talmud Chacham, who learned halachos, sifra, sifri, tosefta, v'shachem, and he died. Asu v'amrle l'Rav Nachman, they came and they told Rav Nachman that this person died. So lispedemar, they said, maybe you could say a hesped. Amar hechi nispedei, he said, what can I say about him? What did he do that was good? Haitzana demali sifrei dechaser. Should I say, oi, we lost a basket full of books? Meaning what? He knew a lot of books. I mean, what's the big deal? So that's what I should say in his hesped. Apparently, he wasn't impressed with his understanding of all the svarim that he had learned. He was one of these people that had a photographic memory, but didn't have the patience and the discipline to actually sit and really understand it and really internalize what he was learning. So he said, he's a basket full of books. That's not something you say a hesped for. They say a story once that there was a guy with a photographic memory, and they brought him to talk to the Brisker Rav in learning. And the Brisker Rav started talking to him, and he saw that the guy knew all of Shas by heart, but he wasn't very impressed with the way he understood things. So after the guy left, they said to the Brisker Rav, "New, what did you think? Is that amazing?" He said, "It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. Here is a person who's learned every single daf in Shas and has understood none of it." So it's not enough to just know the words. You have to understand what the words mean. So Tachazi, Mabin Tekifi Darid Yisrael, Le Chaside de Bavel. So he said, go look at the difference between the most arrogant Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel, and Reish Lakish was known to be one of the most arrogant Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel, and I'm sorry, of Eretz Yisrael, and the Chasidim, the ones that are considered like the most edel and finest Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel. Because the Rav Nachman was known as like one of the most edel, finest Talmidei Chacham in Bavel, and still Reish Lakish has such a nicer way of speaking, so much more refined and not as mean and vicious than Rav Nachman. That's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Talmidei Chacham in Bavel, they were vicious. They'd go after you, even the most edel of them. In Eretz Yisrael, they were so fine and so wonderful. Even the most vicious and the most arrogant amongst them was so fine and so kind. So that's what the Gemara is trying to express over here. Okay, the Gemara says further now. Tanan Asim, we learned in the Mishnah, Udishtamish betaga chalaf. Someone who uses the crown of Torah is gonna be sent out of this world. Tani Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish taught in the Braisa, Zamishtamish b'misha shona alachos kisra shel Torah. It's talking to someone who uses someone who learns halachos. That's the crown of the Torah. That's what we refer to when we're saying uses the crown of the Torah. You take someone who learned halachos and you make him work for you. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Ula," and Ula said, "L'shtamish inish b'man d'tani arba." A person should use someone who learned four out of the six sedarim of Mishnayos, v'lo l'shtamish b'man d'masni arba, rather than someone who's taught four out of the six sedarim of Mishnayos. It was very common in those days that they would only learn four out of the six sedarim. They wouldn't learn zra'im and taros. Kachim they would learn, because Kachim is all about Karbanos, and the only way to be mekayim the mitzvos of Karbanos is by learning about Karbanos. That's what the Chafetz Chaim writes. So they would always learn Kachim, but Zroim and Taros, apparently they didn't. So even though those who learned four out of the six Siddharim, it's better to have them work for you rather than someone who's taught four out of the six Siddharim. One time Reish Lakish was traveling, Mato Urka Madamaya, and he got to a pool of water and he couldn't get across it. So a guy came, put Reish Lakish on his shoulders and walked him through it. Amrele, Reish Lakish said to him, Karis, do you learn Tanakh? Amrele Karina, yeah, sure. Tanis, you learn Mishnayis? Tanina Arba Sidri Mishnah. I've learned four Siddharma Mishnayis. Amrele, Psat Lach Arba Turi Vita'anta Bar Lakish Akaspech. You chiseled out four columns, meaning you learned four Siddharma Mishnayis, and you're carrying me on your shoulders? So Shadai Bar Lakisha Bimaya. You should throw me right in the water. Amalei, the guy said to him, Nichli Deshamina Lamar, I'm happy to help you. I enjoy helping you. So Reish Lakish says, Yihachi Gumarmi Nihamilsa. If you like it so much and you enjoy helping me and you're not going to chuck me down into the water, so at least learn something from me. Let me at least teach you something. Dama Rabbi Zeira taught, here's what I want you to know. Benos Yisrael Echmiru Alatzman, Shafil Rose Tibastam Kechardel, Yoshos Alev Shivanikim. Very important concept. Benos Yisrael, the daughters of Israel, the Jewish girls, they're the ones that came up with this unbelievable chumrah, that even if they see a tiny drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, they wait 7 clean days before going to the mikveh again and becoming mutter to their husband. So that's the one thing you're going to learn from me. Tanu de Be'elio, the Be'elio taught Kolashona Halach. By the way, it's an important concept. Benos Yisrael Chmir Alas Meshafil Rose Tibasam Chad Liyoshus Leshem Nechim. Tanu de Be'elio taught. They taught in the Beis Medrash of Elio. Kolashona Halachos Muftach Lo Shuhu Ben Olam Haba. Anyone who learns Halachos is guaranteed that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Shneimar Halichos Olam Lo. Pasuk says the ways of the world are His, are Hashem's. Al Tikri Halichos. Don't say it as Halichos. Ella Halachos. So we see that halachos is someone who learns halachos is going to go to Olam Haba. That's also an important concept. Kol Hashon Halachos Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. And I guess main point number 5 to finish up over here, one is not supposed to use for service someone who has taught, learnt or taught, and certainly not someone who has taught for Siddharma of Mishnayis. Again, you shouldn't use for service to service you as someone who has learnt, and certainly not someone who has taught for Siddharim of Mishnayis. Baruch Hashem, next year we'll pick up with the words Tanu Rabbanan.